The end of another long week is here. That means it's time for the Left of Lansing Friday Short with Pat Johnston.
Here's the Friday Short for January 23rd of 2026. There's a major midterm election happening in 10 months, which seems light years away considering the deluge of corporate white supremacy fascism the Trump regime pours on the country on a weekly basis. Now more than ever, we need an opposition party that not only denounces the authoritarian tactics of the Trump regime, but which also pushes back with its own bold ideas to defeat fascism while building up the working class and strengthening democracy, or what is otherwise known as progressive politics. This week, though, we witnessed how the whole mantra of vote blue, no matter who, is filled with so many flaws, especially when some of those on the blue team are complicit with the Trump regime's authoritarianism. Seven Democrats this week joined MAGA Republicans in voting to pass a spending bill for the Homeland Security Department, which is sending the ICE Gestapo to kidnap and disappear thousands in this country. And in many instances, ICE is beating up, abusing, and in a few instances, killing citizens. This was the moment that Democrats could hold the Trump regime's ICE Gestapo to account, at least a little bit, by blocking some of this funding. But nope, seven Democrats joined hand in hand with the autocratic MAGA Republican House majority to hand over more money to ICE so it can inflict more terror on American cities and states. The seven Democrats who voted to shovel $10 billion more to the ICE Gestapo are Jared Golden of Maine, Marie Glusenkamp-Perez of Washington, Laura Gillen of New York, Don Davis of North Carolina, Tom Suozzi of New York, Vincent Gonzalez of Texas, and Henry Cuellar of Texas. Henry Cuellar, by the way, is the congressman who was charged with accepting thousands of dollars in bribe money in exchange for pushing the interests of a Mexican bank and for advancing the interests of the country Azerbaijan while in Congress. Now, Cuellar received a pardon from Dear Leader Trump, and now his brother, who is a sheriff on the Texas-Mexican border, has just been indicted for misusing public funds during the COVID-19 pandemic to run a private disinfecting business. Runs in the family. And let's not forget how then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi backed Henry Cuellar over progressive Jessica Cisneros in 2022. You know, it always seems that Democratic Party leaders back the corrupt pro-corporate members of their party over progressives who they consider to be worse than MAGA Republicans. And it's why there are so many corporate party insiders and their elitist party consultants who continue to tell Democrats to refrain from saying abolish ICE. You see, it's all about the greed, the power, and the corruption. Whitney Curry Winbush from the American Prospect this week highlights how the author of a memo telling Democrats to say reform ICE rather than to say abolish it is a former Homeland Security and Border Protection official who now works as a shadow lobbyist to obtain lavish government contracts for clients in both the defense and surveillance industry. How convenient, right? This person named Blas Nunez Neto also serves as a so-called senior fellow for the Searchlight Institute, which lists as its main goals to make Democrats more MAGA-lite, told the American Prospect that abolish ICE is just the wrong message and that we need an agency to enforce immigration laws. Yet, I have to say, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Division wasn't created until 2003, so the country seemed to get along fine without it for many, many, many years. As usual, it's the corruption with many of the Democratic Party elites who view money, power, and access as more important than pressing the interests of the working class. Sadly, yet predictably, Michigan Democratic Senator Alyssa Slotkin is choosing to side with the corruption stance. I'm sorry, the centrist stance when it comes to the Trump regime's ICE Gestapo. Here she was on CNN recently on whether or not she supports calls to abolish ICE.
You need law enforcement. You do. I'm sorry. And whether you're using them correctly, that's a whole other conversation. But again, I wasn't for abolishing the police when that became a popular talking point, and I'm not for abolishing law enforcement now.
Yeah, Slotkin also voted to confirm Kristi Noem as Homeland Security Secretary because reaching across the aisle to appease fascism is really the bipartisan approach we need today. Really, Alyssa? And by the way, ICE is not law enforcement. Let's just get that through our thick skulls. Meanwhile, poll after poll is showing more and more Americans want ICE abolished. When you do mealy-mouthed opposition, you allow the MAGA forces and their corrupt media propaganda arm to steamroll you. Worse, though, you don't give people much hope for a strong and visionary opposition that they are craving for. Remember, when you hear centrism, you're really hearing corporatism. And which side have corporations chosen during this time of authoritarianism? leftoflansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Follow me on Blue Sky, the Gram, and Twitter. Subscribe to the show on the YouTube and subscribe and give a good 5-star review of Michigan's premier progressive podcast. Take the battle to them.